Today's sermon is entitled "When My Boat Come In." And last week we were introduced to a boat called the Evergreen, and the Evergreen, the Evergreen. This thing is absolutely massive. Next slide. I'm going to keep moving this. Next slide. This thing's absolutely massive. And you can see that. That's a five-story building next to it. And the five-story building only just comes up to the deck. And then it's got another nine. These things are 19,000 of those big pallets that you find in are inside one of these things. Absolutely massive. Next slide. And we know that that thing got caused a blockage. And last week there was a word about clearing the blockage. And we were praying for that. Next slide. And it was creating all sorts of problems. You can see there a map with the Suez Canal in the middle. The Evergreen is that little black and white circle in the middle, and all the hundreds of boats stuck at either end of the Suez Canal. This was a major blockage. It was causing major trauma. There was animals that couldn't be fed that they didn't know what to do with. There was all sorts of toys and items that weren't making it to the place. There was medical equipment. Crazy, major mayhem. But you see, there was people trying to do the bit. Next slide. And there was people even... That's a 12-ton digger. And he's trying to dig out a big boat. But at least he's doing his bit. And sometimes in our blockage, we're a bit like that. We've got this major blockage and we're trying to deal with it. But we were praying for those last week. And in fact, I can confirm that actually there is a later map showing the Evergreen in the Bitter Lakes. It's in the middle of the Suez Canal, and all the boats rushing around, those red boats going south, they've been stood there days and days and days, and it's now clear. We don't need to pray for that blockage anymore. And the first point I want to make is, stop focusing on the blockage. Don't let it define your life. You know, don't be known as the person with the bad arm, because that's your identity in your life. Do you know what? You'll always be that person with the broken arm. The person with the damaged arm. Live a life of thankfulness of your freedom. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. We're going to be talking about that. But let me just show you the degree of silliness of identifying with the blockage. Next slide. Look at this. This is a fashion company, and they're selling a jumper, trousers, and some white letters so that you can identify yourself and make yourself look like the Evergreen. Now, we laugh at that. But you know, we go out of our way to identify with our blockages in our lives. And we hold on to them because they're almost like, you know, what is it? The better the devil you know than the devil you don't. You know, we cling on to them. And the Lord is saying, it's time to let go. You have been made free.
Amen.
But I want to introduce you to another boat. Next slide. This is the Xiangyi. Slide. I think we're all going to have to, if I put my hand up, we all go, slide. Yeah. Okay, so this is the Xiangyi. Xiangyi is actually even bigger than the Evergreen. It's even more massive. It's so big that it goes into the water just under 16 metres. Now try and imagine 16 metres in height. That's nine of me. If you put nine of me on top of each other, I'd have a headache. But that would be the depth it would be. And the Xiangyi, actually, I can confirm, next slide, it actually went through the Suez Canal 3 days before the Evergreen, which I'm very excited about. And there it is on that map coming through. In fact, we've got something that's a bit closer again. There's the map, and it's showing it actually leaving Port Said. You can see it there. And I was sat there watching it, and this was 11 o'clock at night or whatever, and I've been watching it. Adele's just had this. She's had this. I've been so excited about this boat. Next slide. And this boat is actually travelling to the UK. And there it is, just leaving the canal. And you can see all the boats, and I'm getting really, really excited. And in fact, I've been watching this. Next slide. I've been watching this, and I can tell you all about the waters it's gone through, the depth of the waters, what port it's had, what risks it's had, the boats that have gone by the side of it. I can tell you the boat. If you walk around the boat, it's nearly a kilometre walk around in the perimeter of the boat. I can tell you how quick it's moved. I can tell you all about the boats. I even can tell you the depth of the water. There's it passing Guernsey. How excited I was about this boat. And imagine poor Adele. She comes down in the morning. She's looking beautiful as usual. Oh, that was a close one. And I'm going, dear, let me show you this that I discovered last night. And I'm showing her all these pictures. I'm getting really, really excited. Next slide. And here it is, getting to the Isle of Wight. And he's going in, and next slide, and he gets to Southampton Dock. You didn't think I was going to get through all these in 25 minutes, did you? And there it is at Southampton Dock. And I got really, really excited. Do you know why? Next slide. You can actually watch this on the webcam live. And you can watch the boats that I'm looking, which is mine, which is now watching the boat unload. In fact, it's so good you can even watch it at night. Boy, I've been really excited, haven't I, Dom? And you see, next slide. This is Hebrews 6. It said, when God made his promises to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what his promise. Next slide. Not only do we not focus on the blockage, but we need to be expectant. God is a good God. God is full of goodness. He can't but give good things. God is a faithful God. He can't but be faithful. Believe and be patient as God works things out. And sometimes other people's blockages can cause delay. Imagine being one of the people in the boats that were all those dots we saw earlier. You have to wait a little bit more patiently. That boat should have arrived at the end of February, and instead it's just arrived now in Southampton. So I've had to wait patiently. But I've been expectant because I've been looking for the signs. And you know, we can look in the Word. We can look in the Word and we can see where Jesus says, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And we can choose to do nothing, or we can choose to be expectant. And we can choose to, because we're not expectant, go and live in the blockage. Next slide. Jesus appeared to the disciples when he'd risen from the dead. Then he opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. He said, this is what was written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. It's going to happen. He will die. He will suffer. You will be in a situation where you feel it's all completely lost. It's not a blockage. It's just that God's doing things in his own times. But there will come a time when he will rise from the dead. And that's what we celebrate from Easter, because he's broken that bondage of death. Are we a people who are living for Easter? Or are we a people who are living for Bad Friday, if that's the word? And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. So this isn't the end, folks. There's more waiting for us. We have to be expectant that there is something called the Holy Spirit, someone called the Holy Spirit, who we are to wait for and be expectant of. Look for the boat coming in. When my boat comes in, look for the boat coming in. But I want to tell you that that's not the end of it for me. Because, next slide, I went back to this picture, and I took this picture in Malaysia. And this is a couple of pictures of the same stack. This is all my possessions. All the things I've been living in Malaysia with for 3 years. It's got my spare undies. No, I haven't been living with one pair of underpants all for 4 months. It's got my, you know, it's got everything. It's got my cooking stuff. It's got my TV. It's got my Google Home. It's got my spare guitar. It's got everything. It's even got, that isn't a Chinese hat. That's actually for covering over your food to stop the flies getting in. It's got all sorts in there. But all of my life is in there. And you see, Jesus says, oh no, next slide, start focusing less on the delivery. Do you know there are more arguments in church on seating layout, colour of the carpet? Do we do the 1904 version of Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, or do we do the update one that was written by someone last week? Or do we have to wear a suit and tie? Do we have to, I don't know. Do you know, we have these really stupid arguments over the delivery service. That's like me going having an argument with the postman who's bringing my letter and saying, excuse me, you're wearing the wrong colour bib. What are you doing wearing those funny shorts? You should be wearing long trousers and a tie. You should be looking, you know. There's no point in me arguing, because we argue about the delivery service, not what's being delivered. So don't focus on the blockage. Be expectant, but be focused on what God is bringing us. You see, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life. And not just have life, but life in the fullness. If I had to do it properly, I'd go, not, Jesus says that I can have life, and I can have life in the fullness. Get the point?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You can think of life, we just can't think of what fullness of life is like. We've never experienced it. But Jesus has, and Jesus wants that for us. God, I'm exhausted now. Right, okay. So I want to just give you, before we kind of tie up these 3 points, don't focus on the blockage, be expectant, be aware of what God's got for you to be delivered into your life. Let's take an example of that. Next slide. Ephesians 1, verse 3 says this. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with a few spiritual blessings in Christ. No. Who's blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And it's great because, with the exception of possibly Hebrews, the author of each of the books, the first chunk of it is always a kind of summary on what the book's about. You often find that Paul does this. He'll give a kind of opening paragraph. I could do with a drink. If I don't give me water, I'd really appreciate it. The opening passage is normally a kind of explanation of what's going on. So I can look now at Ephesians. And some of these might take some digging, but I looked at Ephesians 1, and I actually looked at, well, what is in the package? What's been delivered to me? Oh, wonderful. I should have said, oh, for some water from the well of Bethlehem. Oh, nectar. Okay. And I took Ephesians 1. Now, here's just a few. Now, some of these might be a bit obscure for you, but even if you took 5 of these, you should be getting excited. You're chosen. Anyone says you're useless, no one loves you, you're not wanted, you're not important. You are chosen, not just today, you're chosen before the foundation of the world. That you're holy and blameless. It's not how you feel, it's not what you think. The fact is, in Christ, you are holy and blameless. He has made you by the sacrifice on the cross and him defeating death, you have been made holy and pure. That you are in his love. Does anyone ever tell you you're unloved? Have you ever felt it? I'm so depressed because I feel unloved. No, the truth is you are loved. The truth of it is you are predestined to be adopted. You are part of the family. You're not just part of the family of Gateway. You're part of God's family.
Amen.
It's not just the ministers or whatever that can go to say, call Jesus Father. You can, because you're part of that family.
Yeah.
You know, you pick your families but not your friends. So, no, you pick your friends but not your family. That's the one, isn't it? And so we stuck with this, sorry. You are redeemed. Redeemed means you've been bought back. That when your actions have actually made you unholy, you've been paid for through Jesus' sacrifice. That you have been forgiveness of your sins. That you have the riches of grace abounding in you. This is his life in the fullness. Does this mean anything to you? For some of you, one or two of these will go, yeah, that means something to me particularly. That you've been made known the mysteries of his will. You know, there's a lot of people talking about truth. This is my truth. This is the truth. Actually, we want God's truth. We want the mysteries of his will.
Good.
Yep. You've obtained an eternal inheritance. This isn't just a one-off boat coming in. This is a continual thing. Can you kind of see that what I'm looking here is I'm unpacking the packages. And you see, the thing I can say is about that stack of stuff that's coming off that boat, for me, that's on one of those metal crates, I'd actually forgotten what was in it. And it's only when I returned back to the pictures of it and the inventory, I've actually remembered what's there and got a bit excited. And I'm actually trying to not get focused on the boat, but focus on the package, aren't I, dear?
Yeah.
Yes. And I just want to encourage you this. Don't focus on the blockage. If you pray for the blockage, believe that God's cleared it. Be expectant of what God's going to bring to your life. Let him do it in his timing. Don't try and push it. You know, you kind of think about Joseph. Joseph had to wait, was it 33? Some stupid years. You know, you kind of think of Abraham. You know, you kind of things happen in the timing. And also then, focus on what God has got for you. Focus on the battles that are worth fighting for. Focus on the things that are worth praising God for. And yes, we do thank God for the building. We thank God that we don't have to worship outside. You know, to worship outside freezing weather when you're trying to play a guitar is not a good thing. You know, we do thank God for all that we have. We thank God that we can meet when other churches can't at the moment. We thank you that people have done that work to actually... We live in a spirit of thankfulness. But let's kind of thank God for how he's blessed us. Yeah. Next line. I'm up to time. Next one. Okay. Can I pray for you? Father, we thank you that you are a God who removes the blockage and you make a way when there isn't a way. We thank you, God, that you are a God who gives good things. And even though we don't necessarily see it, we trust that you're going to bring it in your time. And we remain open to you. Lord, give us expectant hearts. Give us an excitement about you working in our lives. Lord, we know that we are only a shadow of what we're going to be, that you are changing us from glory to glory. And Lord, we just pray you can continue that. But Lord, make known to us, remind us all the blessings that you've got for our lives. Show us those things we've forgotten. Show us the things we've never known. But Lord, make known the hidden things to us. And Lord, give us an excitement for those and not just the way in which church is. We thank you. We thank you that you are a giver of good things. We thank you that you're a faithful God, that you are a true God, that you are a living God. And we say, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.